This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Can Imperfect Scriptures Lead to God? By Michael R. Ash, read by Stephen Densley, Jr. This article was used by permission of the author and Mormon Times. The Eighth Article of Faith states, We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God. In the title page of the Book of Mormon, we read, If there are faults, they are the mistakes of men. Wherefore, condemn not the things of God. Lastly, we read the words of Moroni shortly after he took over his father's record. Condemn me not because of mine imperfection, neither my father because of his imperfection, neither them who have written before him. We have written this record according to our knowledge, in the characters which are called among us the Reformed Egyptian. And if we could have written in Hebrew, behold, ye would have had no imperfection in our record. As emphasized repeatedly in the series, anything with which man is involved, even if directed by God, will be imperfect, fallible, and to some degree errant. Neither ancient nor modern prophets were or are perfect, and the scriptures they've produced will likewise fall short of inerrancy. Fallible human prophets and errant scripture can still lead us to God despite any imperfections. As explained in previous issues, prophets must communicate revelation, whether in general conference addresses or when writing scripture, according to their own language and their limited understanding of this world and the eternities. All language is inherently ambiguous. All have words or phrases that can mean different things to different readers. Take the word cleave, for example. It can mean to cut something apart, as in to cleave a diamond into two smaller stones, but it can also mean to cause two things to adhere together, as in, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Or how about critical? We can be critical of someone else's views, or we can say the Bible is critical to Christianity. The context, time frame, and cultural and other variables can affect how a word is understood. The Bible has gone through various translations, and each translator made determinations about the meaning of words based on his or her familiarity with the words and how they would have been used by the specific author. Errors are bound to happen. Some might be tempted to think that because the Book of Mormon came directly from God to Joseph Smith, there shouldn't be any errors. This, however, is a naive assumption. An exact word-for-word translation from one language to another typically yields little more than gibberish. Even for Joseph to have understood the text, the Lord would have had to translate the Nephite words into something that made sense to Joseph. And it's important to remember that the purpose of translating the Book of Mormon into English was to teach spiritual truths that can cause individuals to receive personal revelation, not to reveal historical truths about the ancient inhabitants of the Americas. More on this in the next issue. Even if God would have conveyed a perfect text to Joseph Smith, any reader whose language, culture, or understanding of English words varied from Joseph Smith's would, on their own reading of the text, naturally misinterpret some passages of text. What does this mean for us who read the imperfect scriptures? The Word of God need not be perfect in order to invoke the power of drawing us closer to God. In Doctrine and Covenants section 128, for example, Joseph Smith quotes Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 through 6 exactly as it is quoted in the King James Version of the Bible. In verse 18, the prophet Joseph added, I might have rendered a plainer translation to this, but it is sufficiently plain to suit my purpose as it stands. We should take the same approach to the scriptures as we take with the prophets. We should seek the guidance of the Spirit. While the Word of God may contain errors, and while we may not fully understand every nuance of every phrase, word, or term in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit has the power to help us understand the Word of God in its role of drawing us closer to the divine and opening our hearts to personal revelation. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or of Fair.